Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. The sixth chapter, beginning in the 27th verse. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal. Therefore they said to him, What shall we do that so we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So they said to him, What then do you do for a sign, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Then he said to them, Lord, always give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. The Gospel of our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Jesus is the bread that has come down from heaven, that we may have eternal life. You know, I like to talk about the Eucharist. And that is what he's talking about there. Here are some truths about the altar. Just some things to muse on in this short little word, as it seems like it may just be us here. Truths about the altar. The altar is the embassy for our heavenly kingdom. We get that? So we're citizens of another realm, another place. And so in the natural, if you're a citizen of another country and you're in resident, a country you're not a citizen of, you go to the embassy to enact your privileges and rights as a citizen of the country you live in. So as citizens of the kingdom, we come to our embassy, the altar, to enact the rights and privileges we have as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. There is life for us here and healing. The wholeness of salvation is here for us at our embassy. It's the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies from which the blood cries out. Now in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant, the lid of it is called the mercy seat, and the angel's wings come up over it. And I know here, historically, at Christ the King, there used to be angels on either side of the altar, which were to represent this being the mercy seat. See, when the Jews would go the Day of Atonement each year, high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. They'd tie a rope around his leg in case he fell dead in the presence of God. And he would go in and pour out the blood of the sacrifice on the mercy seat of the ark. And that would cover the nation's sin for a year until the next time he had to do it. Well, this is the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies in the kingdom of heaven, in the center of the city, right? Where Jesus went in victorious and poured out his own blood on that mercy seat that still cries out for you and all of us. And it didn't cover sin. It eradicated sin. It removed sin as far as the east is from the west. So that's what we enact when we come to our embassy here, this mercy seat. We bring present the reality of our forgiveness. This, in fact, is the table set in the presence of your enemies. You know, people think about that in terms of in heaven someday. The table set in the presence of your enemies. Well, you're not going to have any enemies in heaven. Okay, this is the table set in the presence of our enemies in this present realm. that we could come to this table and feast with the Lord as a reminder of our in-Christness, that we are in union with Christ. And because of our union with Christ, in union with the entire triune Godhead, experiencing the intimacy that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have. This, in fact, is the ark of the new covenant. And we refer to the mercy seat being a part of the ark. This is actually the ark. It contains those things of the new covenant, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a symbol to us of all that he's accomplished for us. This, in fact, is the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, at any wedding, there's a feast that happens. You know, and in Jewish weddings, it goes on for a week or more. Well, this is the consummation of the bride of Christ, joining with the bridegroom, Christ himself. That in our union, in our oneness, in our Christness, we consummate our marriage here at this table. That may be a little risque, but it's not just the marriage supper of the Lamb, but it would be the marriage chamber of the King and his bride, where unity is accomplished. And there's so many more things than that, but that's a lot to grasp onto, that we come into the presence of our King in complete total unity with his Son, who purchased us for him, so that whenever God the Father looks at us, he sees Jesus. We've heard bishops say it, Jesus is the truth that God believes about you. Jesus came down from heaven not to do his own will, but the will of the one who sent him. And the will of the Father is that none be lost. Now, the reality is there may be some lost, because you have to respond to the will of the Father. But it's God's passionate, burning love and heart after every single person born in this place. His heart is after everyone. That same blood that we're going to partake of in a minute, that paid for you and me and you, paid for everyone out there that doesn't know it yet. And so we, as embassies of our kingdom, having left our embassy at the end of this service, are to go out and proclaim a better place, a better kingdom, and that you have citizenship available to you in this place. And it doesn't take climbing a wall or swimming a river or standing in line. It takes saying yes to the King. Amen? Amen. Amen. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.